money directly into the pockets of New Yorkers who need it most. Go to ny.gov/affordability. Sponsored by the New York State Department of Labor.
Radio Catskill.
Oh, hey. I didn't see you there. How we doing? Pretty good? Excellent. Welcome to another episode of the Ambient Barn. A lot has been said about the influence of black music on rock and roll, but you can absolutely say the same about electronic music. Detroit techno is like patient zero in the electronic music world. And for the next hour, we're going to bow down and we're going to dance.
Out of the ride.
it's amazing to me that there is still this perception of techno as a white European invention. Detroit was kind of the perfect post-industrial landscape for a genre like techno to arise. The urban decay, the sprawl, abandoned buildings, people being replaced by robots on the assembly line in the automotive factories. It was sort of the perfect stew for this kind of forward-thinking, dystopian, rhythmic music that just made you want to shake and dance. All right, we'll be right back.
It's a new year, and for millions of New Yorkers, that means more money in your pocket. For the second year in a row, the minimum wage in New York State has gone up. Both this year and next, the minimum wage is increasing 50 cents per hour. That's an additional $2,000 to spend on all the things you need. In 2027, the minimum wage will be tied to inflation, which means increases will match costs. New York's new minimum wage, putting money directly into the pockets of New Yorkers who need it most. Go to ny.gov/affordability. Sponsored by the New York State Department of Labor.
Donna Fellenberg here, host of Catskill Character on Radio Catskill. My guest this week is the writer from Yulin, New York, Busy Coy. Join us to hear Busy talk about her evolution from performer to writer, the making of her cartoons that appear in The New Yorker, and she'll read a humorous piece called I'm More Than a Mother this Saturday, January 18th at 10:30 on Catskill Character on Radio Catskill.
So I will say that I am sometimes prone to like grand pronouncements on this show and just in life in general. I get excited about stuff and I just like speak very effusively about it. And techno is one of those genres that I feel very effusive about. There definitely was electronic music before this. I mean, techno itself was influenced by Kraftwerk, by Chicago House. So what's unique about it is taking sort of that stiffness, that structure that you would get with a Kraftwerk beat, something that's very stiff. And then on top of that, you layer things that are more funky, more swung musically, things that are influenced by jazz and R&B. And what you get is this really interesting tension between the robotic and the human.
understand what's the master plan. What's the master plan? Possible plan. What's the master plan?
what's really cool about Detroit Techno is that a lot of the original producers and DJs are still around and they're still playing and touring and they kick ass. And the community that has built up around this type of music is really extraordinary. I met these really cool people in a coffee shop. Shout out Bloom Coffee, Sullivan Sundries in Jeffersonville. Get your butts down there. Best coffee, best cheese around. Anyway, met this cool couple. Actually, I don't know if they're a couple, but they were together and they were super friendly. And we got to talking and somehow we got on the subject of electronic music. And the three of us realized that we all love techno. And it was like a friendship was instantly born. So go out there, listen to some techno, find a techno party, lose yourself in a mass of human beings on the dance floor. I promise you it will be one of the best times of your life. All right, I'm out of here. I'll see you next week.
Oh, Radio Catskill supporters include Sullivan Catskills Visitors Association, SullivanCatskills.com, Catskill Brewery, brewing ales, lagers, and mixed fermentation beers in a LEED Gold certified building, plus a food truck and beer garden at Exit 96 off Route 17 in Livingston Manor, CatskillBrewery.com, and listeners like you who donate at WJFFradio.org.
Next time on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we've got Stereo Overstimulation by the Three Sons and Les Baxter's Quiet Village, done Dixieland style. Who picks this music? I'm Daryl Brogdon. The music's always shaken, not stirred, on the Retro Cocktail Hour. Wednesday night at 7, here on Radio Catskill.